Good evening. My name is Jackie Wright, and I'm here to speak to the fourth word. My God, why have you forsaken me? This is the only saying that appears in more than one gospel. When I think of Jesus' fourth words, he speaks and says, my God, why have you forsaken me? When Jesus speaks and Jesus believes that God is not there, that God has abandoned him, that he is no longer with him in his time of need, and he is truly alone. Jesus has been betrayed. His friends have abandoned him. He is on the cross alone. But is he? Across this city and across this country, we have seen so much suffering among our brothers and sisters who would have reason to believe that God has forsaken them too. Our brothers and sisters who lived on Capitol Hill, beyond East Capitol Street and 8th Street Northeast, in Southwest near the waterfront, before people started calling it the Wharf, with a capital T and a capital W. In public housing on East Capitol Street near the former RFK Stadium, when Washington, D.C., and these blocks in particular, were considered too dangerous. And now, 30 years plus later, they have been pushed out by landlords who sell their properties to developers to build bright, shiny new condominiums. Have our brothers and sisters been forsaken now? Our brothers and sisters who have survived the worst of times and find themselves pushed out in these now best of times, for some. As we have moved to what I call the Manhattanization of Washington, D.C., of Boston, of Philadelphia on the East Coast, and San Francisco and Seattle on the West Coast, I could go on and on and on. The city is a place for only the wealthiest, those with the most. When neighborhoods which were known for their diversity, for the people who watched out for their neighbors, who nodded their head in greeting, who said good morning, who noticed when you were maybe 5 minutes late getting off of the bus and said, where have you been? You're late. And you'd say, I went to the library, knowing well that, well, you went to the library, but then you went to hang out with your friends too. And that would probably get back to your mom and dad. Those neighborhoods, which were known for their diversity, suddenly raised rents to a level where no one who lived there 20 years ago can remain. Have our brothers and sisters been forsaken now? Our brothers and sisters whose children live in areas that have now been gentrified, where in the past aftercare was available to toddlers and elementary school-aged children to enhance their learning after the formal school day ends. And now, with more parents, with more means, and more support, those systems and those programs are no longer present. Have our brothers and sisters been forsaken now? To our brothers and sisters who live in fear, day in and day out, that they will be retained by immigration when they report for a so-called standard check-in, that they may lose the lives that they have built over time with hard work, long hours, low pay, when they have paid their taxes and done the work that other Americans find too hard, too dirty, and too undesirable. They have taken care of babies. They have cleaned houses. They have picked fruits and vegetables. They have prepared the food that is on your table right now. They have cooked in the restaurants and built the houses and done the hard work. Have my brothers and sisters been forsaken now? To my brothers and sisters who remain locked in cages and cold warehouses, where the temperature is freezing, where the lights are never turned off, where hugs are forbidden and babies are left crying, unconsolable, unattended, and uncared for. In camps on the borders that are run more like prison, away from family and friends, isolated from anything that verges on human kindness. Have our brothers and sisters been forsaken now? To my brothers and sisters who are without access to a dentist or to a doctor who can provide excellent care without having to wonder, are they having a moment of unconscious bias? Is the doctor or nurse taking care of me really giving me the best care? Whether you have sickle cell disease and plead with your doctor for more pain medication and have to beg and plead to persuade them that your pain is real and unfathomable and fiery. Whether you are an expected mom who is African American and worry that your preeclampsia has just been labeled, oh, high blood pressure and edema, and somehow considered normal. Whether you were a child with a tooth that pains you, that your mother covers with clover oil because she cannot afford the copayment for the dentist, and you tell her that you're not in pain, and you are really, really feeling the pain like a fire in your mouth. You Googled it, and they call it an abscess. To my brothers and sisters who are struggling in school, not out of an ability or an inability to do the classwork, not because they are not smart or not capable or not college material, but that someone else had decided that they just might not be good enough. When no one has taught them what they don't know, when the truth is that they are brilliant and smarter than even their teacher, that their inability to sit still, to focus, to follow what everyone else is doing is not a sign of a rude or insubordinate child. Rather, it is a sign that they are gifted and that their gifts are not receiving the encouragement and the nurturing and the intellectual engagement that they need to soar and to excel beyond imagination. To my brothers and sisters who wonder if they are good enough, as I sit in a brightly lit cafeteria converted to a testing center, taking a standardized exam, wearing an outfit that, well, okay, it came from Sears, and they think they look cute. And then they look over and see somebody else who's more matched. Well, it looks like they went shopping at the Gap, and they've got a cute thing in their hair or a trendy tie. And they wonder, am I good enough? To caretakers and caregivers, to those being cared for, know that God has not forsaken you. Through the hours of praying and crying and laundry and cooking and groceries and cleaning, through the doctor's appointments to the physical therapy, to the well-meaning folks who say, God would not have given you this burden unless you were strong enough. When you just want to reach out and slap them, or as my grandma would say, slap them good upside the head. To my brothers and sisters who wonder if, as Jesus did, is God really there? Did he abandon me? I say, God is with you, walking with you at your side every day, every single day. He has not abandoned you, and he never will. At the darkest time, at the bleakest moment, God is right here, right now, with you.